Conversation 1.
Today, our guest is Rosie Mullander, who works as a features editor for a fashion magazine. Hi, Rosie. You're a features editor at one of the most widely read women's magazines in the UK. What kind of responsibilities does that job entail?
We spend our days looking at ideas from journalists, writing copy for the magazine and website and editing. We do random things like asking people in the street questions and testing sports clothing. We also do less tangible things like understanding what our readers want. It's certainly varied and sometimes bizarre.
During your working day, what kind of work might you typically do?
My day mainly incorporates responding to emails, writing and editing stories, and coming up with new feature ideas.
How does the job of features editor differ from that of fashion editor or other editorial positions?
The features team deals with articles such as careers, reports, confidence and confessions, everything except fashion and beauty.
A lot of people believe that working at a magazine is a glamorous job. Is this an accurate representation of what you do?
I'd say it's glamorous to an extent, but not in the way it's portrayed in films. We do have our moments, such as interviewing celebrities and attending parties, which is a huge thrill. Ultimately, though, we're the same as our readers, but working in a job we're all very lucky to have.
Did you have to overcome any difficulties to reach this point in your career? How did you manage to do this?
I had to be really persistent, and it was very hard work. After 3 years of working in a petrol station and doing unpaid work, I still hadn't managed to get an entry-level job. I was lucky that my last desperate attempt led to a job. I told myself that all experiences make you a better journalist in the long run, and luckily I was right.
Questions 1 to 4 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 1. What is the woman's profession? Question 2. What is one of the woman's main responsibilities? Question 3. What do many people think about the woman's job? Question 4. What helped the woman to get her current position?